I'm Jill Dittmeyer, and this is Curious Mix. Each week, we take a behind-the-scenes look at a local DIY, or do-it-yourself artist, who is making it. This week, WFYI's Melissa Davis introduces us to a small studio-featured singer-songwriter whose musical message is all about love.
Hello, loves. My name is Allison Victoria, and I am making music with love.
Why is music your preferred medium?
Music is my preferred medium simply because it allows me to connect with other people through sound and connect people who genuinely or maybe a little intimidated through conversation. It allows me to speak to more than one person at a time through my heart and soul. And just like I said, just more than having a conversation, it adds the sounds of something that I compose. It's coming straight from my soul. So it's just a beautiful thing. Whatever you're searching for, you won't find it here. But darling, me shining keys pulling me back into your atmosphere. I'm really good at mistakes. All the marks I've left on the page, they seem to never want to disappear. How does place factor into my art? Like where I live, I feel as if right now a lot of people have told me that Indianapolis is not the place for me. And I strongly disagree. I believe that where there is a lack of, you should create it. So wherever I am, I just try and take advantage, and it all fuels the lyrics, the vibe, the message. It all fuels it. So where there's a lack of, like in Indianapolis, there's a lack of love for the city. They feel like there's nothing here. And I feel like with music, I'm able to, you know, give them a little something to do and give them something to come out and see in Indy. Oh, darling, I just won't take to leave a message for you. The world is broken and not quite ready, but neither am I. I'm broken inside, but I still try to build for you. I actually didn't start playing the guitar until literally 2016. I had picked it up literally only picked it up maybe like a year before that, and I couldn't get the chords. I couldn't do anything, and I literally just was playing around with it. My brother had a old guitar that I kind of just took, and I was like, hey, let me use that, see what I could do. Got nothing. A year later, I met a guitarist that genuinely two open mics in, and we took off and started performing and stuff, and I started watching him a little more. I was like, you know what? I'm going to pick it up again. I'm going to try. So I picked up the guitar, and I just started building sounds, and that first song that I built was Beneath the Dust. And I was like, whoa, yeah, I'm writing to that. So whether you're a king or a queen, I hope you recognize if someone tries to play you like they string, you've got to look deeper, love. There's beauty beneath the dust. You've got to look deeper, love. As I got older, I'm like, you know what? Like, once I got that gift, I was like, you know, I'm going to try. And I built some stuff because now I have this urge to get this message out and this vibe. And what better way to create it than to try myself? So I picked that up in March of 2016, and I've been rolling ever since. It's so easy to lose all the meaning of who you are. What is your definition of our true superstar? Is it beauty? Is it money? What keeps me going with my art is genuinely the look on people's faces and the responses that I get when I see that my message has been received, or if I see that I'm in a place where the message needs to be received. I've been in a lot of situations where I've been almost about to like crack or not be able to get through the song due to my anxiety, and I'll look at someone and see they're listening. So I have to finish, and I have to get this message out. And it's usually a small face, a young person that really does it for me. And I'm like, man, they got to hear this the right way, fully. And it makes me give them all.
That's Making It, reported and produced by Melissa Davis.